Sri Vishnu Sahasranam, name 887, is Savita. This word is chanted in the Brahma Gayatri in a slightly different form, in the form Savitur. This Gayatri is also sometimes known as Savitri Gayatri. Generally, this Brahma Gayatri is understood to be an invocation to the sun. It is chanted at sunrise, when the sun is at the zenith, and at sunset. But of course, the inner meaning is a prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who in this series of names which we're discussing presently is revealed by the commentators as the sun of the sun, the source of light in the sun. What makes the sun is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. Savitri means the orb of the sun, Surya Mandala, the round sun that we see, or the sun god, who are the same and different. Sute iti savita. That which brings into being is savita. This name occurs again in the next century of names, 969, in Shloka 104. Parashurabhata gives the meaning connecting with Surya, which we just discussed. Surya dvara vrishti sasyadikam sute iti savita. Through the sun, rain is produced, then grains and other such products. He brings them into being through the sun, therefore he is called Savita. Satyadeva Vashishta explains further in similar words, Surya dvara vrishti sasyadikam utpadya jagat janayati iti Savita. He creates grains and other edible substances through rain, through the means of the sun, and in this way sustains, generates and sustains life. Therefore, he's called Savita. Even in modern science, they made the great discovery, although it's known to the knowers of the Vedic culture since time immemorial that the sun evaporates water from the oceans and other bodies of water and then sends it forth again in the form of rain, from which we get all kinds of food. I just heard on one of those excellent series of productions by Siddhanta Prabhu, our godbrother, in his Prabhupada Memories production series, Ravindra Swarup Prabhu, recounting how Srila Prabhupada in New Vrindavan, pointing at a tree, he described how the tree, the wood of the tree, is also the sun in another form, because the sun nourishes the leaf by which the whole tree is nourished and makes the wood grow. And Srila Prabhupada explained, when we apply fire to wood, then the sun comes out again in the form of heat and light. In this way, Srila Prabhupada explained, everything is spirit. He used this example to show that everything is spirit. Ravindra Sarup Prabhu didn't quote this, but we are reminded of the Vedic statement, Sarvam Kalvedam Brahma. Everything here is certainly spiritual, is Brahma. Ravindra Sarup Prabhu explained his confusion that he stated to Srila Prabhupada, I'm just trying to understand as a new devotee that what is the distinction between spirit and matter? And now you're saying that, well, it's all spirit. And Srila Prabhupada, his reply was quite surprising in the sense that it might seem that Srila Prabhupada was, by saying spirit and matter is all one, it might seem a conflation of the two is a kind of Mayavad or Advaitavad, but Srila Prabhupada's reply was, we are not Mayavadis, there are different types of spirit. And Ravindra Sarup Prabhu explained that it took him a long time reflecting on that to absorb what that meant. Of course, we have the example also from the Upanishads, Chandogya Upanishad, which Srila Prabhupada often cited. And of course, it comes in Bhagavatam also, as do all the important, all the central teachings of the Upanishads, that if we heat fire, if we heat in the fire metal, iron, then it attains the quality of fire. So in this way, it burns. It's bright and it burns. And touching anything to that will become burned. So in this way, it's non-different from fire. It has absorbed the quality of fire. So it can be said to be fire. Don't touch that iron. It's fire. We may be warned. So in the same way, there is that which is essentially spirit and that which is spiritualized, but it's all spirit. Another example is that by manipulation of electrical energy, an expert electrician or electrical engineer can make heating or cooling. To the electrician, he sees electricity, it's all electrical energy, how he utilizes it, he may utilize it in different ways. So there are many examples. This Savitar explaining how the Supreme Lord is understanding of him as the sun, is the seventh step in the Achira, the Mag, which we are discussing. Baladev Vidyabhushan, in his explanation of this name, gives a more direct understanding of how it fits with the Archiradi Maga. That Vishnu is Savita because he causes Sute, which means to come into being, to cause. He causes the attainment of the sun. So the meaning of this name, Savita, as given by Baladev Vidyabhushan, is he who's by mercy, the devotee's soul goes together with Surya. In the next occurrence of this name, that'll actually be in the 10th century, won't it? In name 969, in the 10th century of names, Parashara Bhatta gives the understanding that Savita signifies the creator of everything, including the sun. Sarvesham Sakshat Janiyata Savita. And in this instance of the name Savita, Shankaracharya says something very similar. Sarvasya Jagata Prasavita Savita. He brings forth, he creates all the universes. He brings into being all the universes. Shankara gives support for this understanding from the Vishnu Dharmottara. Rasanam chattatadanat ravi iti abhidhiyate prajanam tu prasanavanat savita iti nigadhyate. So here we have the word ravi and savita. The word ravi, of course, just came. It's also a name for the sun and can be understood in different ways. This verse from the Vishnu Dharmavatara translation is how the sun, or Savita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, brings everything into being, and all the universe and all the living beings within it. Developing on Shankara's explanation, Sri Radha Krishna Shastri also refers to the Shastra Chandogya Upanishad, Devo Varuna Prajapati Savita. He shines brilliantly, he brings rain, he is the protector of the people, he is Savita. Also, Maitrayani Upanishad, Savanat Savita, he who brings forth everything, including the sun. So Savita, because he is the creator, this is the basic meaning. Vishnu is the ultimate Savita. Janmadyasya yataha, in Brahma Sutras, describing what is Brahma, what is the absolute truth. So this must refer to Vishnu in the ultimate sense. So in the ultimate sense also, although Savita is known as a name of the sun, in the ultimate sense does not denote the sun, but denotes the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this regard, I'm going to read from Srila Prabhupada's purport to Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 26, Text 55. The appearance of different bodily parts of the Lord's universal form and the appearance of the presiding deities of those bodily parts is being described. As in the womb of a mother, a child gradually grows different bodily parts, so in the universal womb, the universal form of the Lord gives rise to the creation of various paraphernalia. The senses appear, and over each of them there is a presiding deity. It is corroborated by this statement of Srimad Bhagavatam and also by Brahma Sanhita that the sun appeared after the appearance of the eyes of the universal form of the Lord. The sun is dependent on the eyes of the universal form. The Brahma Sanhita also says that the sun is the eye of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Yachchakshuresha Savita. Savita means the sun. The sun is the eye of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, everything is created by the universal body of the Supreme Godhead. Material nature is simply the supplier of the materials. The creation is actually done by the Supreme Lord, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 10. Maya dhyakshena prakritihi suyate sacharacharam. Under my direction does material nature create all moving and non-moving objects in the cosmic creation. Now I'll get back to this. We're going to go on to the next name now, but how the sun is the eye of the Supreme Lord, and therefore the sun is called Savita, but really the real, ultimate, original Savita is Vishnu. That will be discussed just upcoming. It's just like Indra, ultimately means king, ultimately means Krishna. Shiva, auspicious, ultimately means Krishna. All the various demigods, their names are suitable for them because they partially represent and represent in a way that to us in this material situation seems outstanding. they partially represent certain qualities of Vishnu. So name 888 is Ravi Lochanaha. We just had Ravi. Ravina tat prakashena lochayati darshayati iti Ravi Lochanaha. That which reveals everything through its luster. So again, we're looking at this, it looks like the sun. He reveals everything by his luster. The root from which the word lochan comes is loch darshane, to see. The obvious meaning of this name, Ravi Lochan, lochan means eyes, or eye, or eyes, and Ravi means the sun. So Ravi Lochana is a fairly well-known name, which means who has eyes like the sun, or whose eye is the sun. However, Ravi means the sun, yeah. However, it's not explained in by the commentators of Vishnu Sahasranam. This name is not explained to mean one who has eyes like the sun. Parashara Bhatta uses this name to cover the 8th, 9th, and 10th steps of the Archirardhi Marga. The moon, Indra, represented by lightning, and Varuna. All these shine by means of the sun rays, and so they are together covered by this name. Ravi, Rashmi, Sankrantyadi Mukhena Chandra Vidyud Varunan Lochayati Iti Ravi Lochanaha. In support of this from Chandogya Upanishad, there's a quote, Aditya Chandramasam Chandramaso Vidyutam. And so there's the moon is covered there, lightning is covered there, and Koshitaki Upanishad Satvaruna Lokam. So that covers Varuna. Baladev Vidya Bhushan says that he shows Lochayati, the moon, with the light of the sun, Ravi, and he also describing this name in terms of the Archirardhi Marga. He, Vishnu, is known as Ravi Lochana because it is by him that the devotee whom he favors goes together with Chandra, goes as Chandra moves, the devotee on the path back to Godhead moves with Chandra toward Vaikuntha. Shankaracharya's interpretation is Chakshu Asya Iti Ravi Lochana. Ravi Lochanam Chakshu Asya Iti Ravi Lochana. He who has the sun as his eye in the Virata Rupa, the universal form. So I was saying that we get back to this. In the universal form of the Lord, the sun is considered the eye of the Lord. So Shankara quotes the Mundaka Upanishad passage in support, Agnir Murdha Chakshushi Chandra Suryau. He has fire for the crown of his head, and Chandra and Surya as his eyes. Surya is the right eye. Chandra, the moon, is his left eye. He from whose eyes the sun is born. Slight nuance on the meaning that Shankaracharya gives. This is given by Krishna Datta Bharadvaj. Ravi Bhaskara Lochana Yasya Iti Ravi Lochanaha. Krishna Datta Bharadvaj refers to Purusha Sukta. Chakshosuryo Ajayata Satyadevo Vashishtha gives multiple explanations. Ravi Lochana means he who enlightens everything through the sun. That means the gross illumination we can see in the daytime thanks to the sun. And also the sun helps us to understand. Even modern day neurologists, they explain the importance of having sufficient sunshine for proper brain function and proper mood, if we're in the dark all the time, or if it's dull and cloudy day after day after day, as it is in far northern climates, that tends to create depression. So the light, is the sunlight, helps to nourish the mode of goodness. That's particularly if the sun's products in terms of rain is sufficient also, because there's lots of sun in the deserts of, for instance, North Africa. But we don't find people are very enlightened. They're not naturally enlightened in spiritual knowledge there as they are particularly in India. Satyadeva Vashishta also says, he whose eyes are the sun and through which we see. Srila Prabhupada often said that we may be very proud of our eyes, but we can't see unless there's some external light, particularly sunlight, and all light is simply an expansion of the sunlight, all light in this world. The sunlight is a reflection of the light who is Krishna in the spiritual world. We say the sun is his eyes, but another way of putting it is that in his eyes, the sun is there, always serving the Lord. Here's a beautiful passage from Jayadev Goswami's Gita Govinda, which I should have cited at Sulochana, he who has beautiful eyes, a previous name in Vishnu Sahasranama, but I didn't, but it's so good, I thought I should include it somewhere. Very short, very sweet, very beautiful. Amala kamala dalalochana he. O Lord, whose eyes are like immaculate lotus petals. Here's a verse from Srila Rupa Goswami's compilation, Padyavali, Bhakti Prava Vilokana Pranayini Nilot Palaspardhini Dhyana Lambanatang Samadhi Niratair Nite Hita Praptaye Lavanyaika Mahanidhi Rasikatang Radha Drishostanviti Yushmakam Kurutang Bhavarti Shamanam Nitre Tanur Vahare. This verse may be interpreted either for Lord Krishna's eyes or for his form. One possible translation is as follows. It's about Krishna's eyes. Talking the sun is the eye of Krishna. Let's talk about Krishna's eyes. Translation. May Lord Hari's eyes, which lovingly gaze on their devotees, which rival the splendor of blue lotuses. Yeah, it could be put like that. We could say that the blue lotuses are embarrassed by the beauty of Krishna's eyes, on which the yogis meditate to attain auspiciousness, which are two great oceans of handsomeness, it's given here, beauty, we could say, Lavanyaika Mahanidhi, and which fill Radha's eyes with the nectar of love, may they quell for you the sufferings of material existence. Another possible translation. May Lord Hari's form, on which the devotees lovingly gaze, which reveals the splendor of blue lotuses, on which the yogis meditate to attain auspiciousness. Another possible translation, may Lord Hari's form on which the devotees lovingly gaze. So here we have Lochan. He is looking and he is looked at. On which the devotees lovingly gaze, which rivals the splendor of blue lotuses, on which the yogis meditate to attain auspiciousness, which is a great ocean of beauty, and which fills Radha's eyes with the nectar of love, quell for you the sufferings of material life. Another possible meaning of the name Ravi Lochana is given by Raghunath Tirtha, seems to be derived from the root ru shabde, to sound, for Ravi, and then Lochana, one who is pleased. So he interprets this to mean one who likes to be praised. He's pleased by the praise of his devotees. He's fond of praise. In this way, this name resembles Stava Priya, which has already come in Vishnu Sahasranama. Vancha kalpatarubhyas chakripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante nidhaya chunakam padiyani patyakritva chaka kushatam etad. Aham ravimi hai sadhava sakala eva vihaya durad. Gauranga chandra charane kuruta nuragaha. Parivadatu jano yata tata va nanu mukharo navayang vicharayamaha. Hari rasamadhi ramadati matta bhuvi vilo thamana thamanir vishama. Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna.